When we went to the outbreak after the first chat, his press secretary was in the studio and he turned around and went, "Oh, that was a good chat there." And she went, "Yes, apart from the swearing." And he went, "Yes, sorry about saying pissed." And she went, "I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the T word." And he didn't think that was a swear word. And they had a little conversation about it. And I could see from her reaction that him saying that was very much not planned or anything.
What was he like off microphone? Did he switch it on for the kids, Christian? Yeah, when the red mic light came on?
No, I've got to be honest. It's the second time he's come on the show this year. We've asked Gordon Brown several times to come on as well, because obviously David came on 6 months ago and he's been too busy and stuff like that. No, he was very relaxed as soon as he came to the studio. You know, he's supposed to be going on holiday Saturday with the family to France. So he was very convivial, very relaxed. And I said, "Look, we'll have a quick chat and then we'll take some calls," which is what his people said he wanted to do. So he was very relaxed. There was no kind of switching it on or anything like that. If anything, he was obviously maybe a bit too relaxed. And he was enjoying just having a chat. And it wasn't like I think he had his guard up, because I'm not exactly John Humphreys or Jeremy Paxman. But it was just like, crikey, who doesn't make a slip up at work? And I think it's been blown out of all proportion. It's not like he dropped loads of F-bombs and stuff like that. It's kind of like, there's like a 24-hour vigil these days for people in his kind of position, or any kind of MP or someone in power, to make up a slip up and everyone leaps on it.
How's your obviously discerning audience responded?
Well, to be honest, we haven't had a single complaint about the language. So that either means A, no one was listening, or B, he's won a lot of people over. The text, I sit in front of the text machine, so I saw an immediate response, and people were like, "Did David Cameron just say that on the show?" It made them all wake up out of their breakfast slumber, and the big thing they're all saying is, good on him. You know, when he said that the people in this country are pissed off with MPs, who can disagree? You know, he was just articulating how the rest of us do feel, to be honest.